This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6pm on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Gay radio. Online. All the time. Joy.org.au.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's newest recording stars, The Dreams.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night.
I can be good or bad, it all depends on you.
Me? Oh, oh.
I can be good. The summer wind came blowing in across the sea.
Wow, that was quite an introduction to tonight's episode of The Affair. We're in Vegas, if you hadn't guessed.
Woo, party town. Hey,
yes.
But Freddie, we're going to Vegas tonight.
I think we're already there in spirit.
Now, did you get, because obviously I didn't want to play the normal theme tonight, did you guess those Vegas headliners?
I picked a few.
Yes.
Yes, I think we had a bit of a Celine Dion in there, did we not?
River Deep Mountain High.
Yes, yes. Bit of Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Was that a bit of Judy Garland? In there.
And Barbara Streisand.
Ah, that caught me out.
Yes. Mr. Las Vegas.
Oh, Wayne Newton.
Yes. It started with the Dreamgirls.
Oh, right. Well, they're not real, you realise.
Yes, but they're based on the Supremes, and the Supremes and Diana Ross did Vegas many a time.
Many a time indeed. They had their very last concert as Diana Ross and the Supremes in Vegas.
Absolutely. And the final one is actually, again, where I started with a movie. I actually ended with a movie. Did you guess the film? A little bit more difficult.
It's not Sister Act, is it?
Sister Act 2.
Oh.
And the film, obviously, it was the song, it was a great medley called The Greatest Medley Ever Told. And Whoopi Goldberg's character was called Miss Dolores Von Cartier.
Of course.
Can't get any more Vegas or Reno, for that matter, than that. And my favourite line in the film, it's right near the end when the school kids find out that she's a singer. And she gets asked, were you a Vegas showgirl? I was never once or now ever a Vegas showgirl. I was a Vegas headliner.
Oh, nice.
Now, speaking of headliners, we've got some great headliners tonight,
haven't we?
We've
got a whole show packed full of them.
Old and new Vegas, haven't we? And in the true manner of Sin City itself, prizes
it's
galore.
All about win, win, win in Vegas. And we do have prizes galore tonight. First of all, we've got a double pass to the opening night of Bush Pig, which is on at the Owl and the Pussycat in Richmond on Tuesday night, which is the 17th. Now, Bush Pig,
yes,
you may ask.
Yes.
It's an enchanting, amazing, imaginative new comedy brought to you with theatrical magic, unique music accompaniment, and just a hint of madness. That does sound quite Vegas.
That sounds very Vegas.
And that's all thanks to Hannah Malarski. But that's not all.
That's not all.
We also have a competition for a double pass to a special Joy preview screening of the movie Thanks for Sharing, which is on the following Tuesday at the Kino, which has a stellar cast, including Pink, but they haven't put Pink with an exclamation mark on the sheet. Tim Robbins, Gwyneth Paltrow. It's all about a group of people who have sex addiction.
Well, that sounds related to Sin City, definitely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if you want to win one of these fantastic prizes, you need to SMS us on 0427JOY949. You can give us a call. The very sexy Fernando is on the front desk.
Yeah, don't make a move on him. He's taken.
1300JOY949. Or give us send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Now, obviously, you need to be a Joy member, mm-hmm. and you can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you can win tonight, though.
You can. Tell us, if you were going to Vegas, who you'd take and why.
Exactly. Now, Brady, you've been to Vegas.
I have.
And I've been to Vegas.
You have.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. Now, when you think of Vegas, would you think of the king himself?
Yes.
Yes. And it would have to be... We couldn't start a Vegas show.
This is kind of like ending the holiday show with Holiday by Madonna last week.
And starting it this week with Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley. You're on The Affair, Joy 94.9.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Viva Las Vegas.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
Maybe this time. Maybe this time.
Who else could it be but the wonderful Liza?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Oh, dear. Liza, of course, singing Maybe This Time from the Cabaret soundtrack, performing live at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, which is what we're all about tonight on The Affair. It's the Las Vegas Affair.
Absolutely. We want to hear from our wonderful Joy listeners. Who would you take to Vegas and why? And, Brett, we've got prizes to give away.
We do have prizes to give away. Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au, just like Stephen from Coburg has. And he would take his current mister to Vegas because it likes at times just an affair.
Ooh, Stephen, you rascal.
Sexy.
Now, look, I've taken my partner. My partner and I actually went to Vegas in 2010. And we are dying to go back because we had so much fun. And you know what the funny thing is? And I'm going to be quite controversial tonight.
Go on.
We did not gamble.
You know what?
Yeah.
I went to Vegas, stayed a week, did not gamble.
Because you don't need to gamble in Vegas because that's how much of everything else is actually going on.
I went to Vegas and we booked the holiday, and I went with a previous partner many moons ago, and we booked the holiday, and I thought, what am I going to do in Vegas for a week? I'm going to hate Vegas.
Yeah.
Got there, pa-ching! It was like the most fun place in the world. Yep, didn't gamble a dollar.
And you know what I love? You just, firstly, you're in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
And it's hot.
Yes.
Like it was 40-something degrees every single day. And we were poolside, mind you, in the shade. And there was so much to do. But at night, it's still stinking hot.
It is crazy hot.
But packed. All the strip, Las Vegas Boulevard, is absolutely heaving full of people. And it's like, it's 40 degrees and it's 11 o'clock at night. And Vegas does that weird thing, Brady. I don't know if you noticed where you stay on the strip or if you stay off the strip. You look down the strip, but because everything is so huge, like the pyramid.
The Luxor. That's
the
where
Luxor.
I stayed. Yes.
Oh, you stayed at the Luxor. Mm-hmm. We stayed at the MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
You see Paris, the Eiffel Tower
at Paris.
Yep. You also see basically most of the New York skyline at New York.
Yes.
You see
Venice
at the Venetian. You see the most beautiful fountains at the Bellagio. I love the fountains at the Bellagio. They were just like any time of the day, and they always do a different makeup of
different dance. It's all computer controlled to the song that's playing at the time.
It was unbelievable. You get to see the Mirage fire, which the Mirage. It's quite funny. The Mirage is quite 80s chic still. There's still that touch of the 80s about the Mirage.
I think when Melbourne's very own Crown opened, it was trying to kind of take the best bits of a few parts of the Vegas casinos, like the Bellagio and the Mirage, and it just didn't really work because it was in Melbourne, which is a lovely city, which I love to death, but it's not Vegas.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Because in Vegas, everything has to be huge. But this is the thing. Everything is so huge. And you think, oh, yeah, we'll just walk up there. It's only three hotels away.
Yes.
Yeah, the hotels are a kilometre and a half wide.
Exactly. And you have no idea. And you have this scale that is out of control. And then you didn't realise why so many people go, no, I'm going to get a car.
Yeah.
And we even missed out on Old Vegas. Like, we'd even get to the spire.
Yeah.
The needle.
Yep.
Which is in the old part of Vegas, though we did see some, you can imagine, because the strip is quite glitzy and glam, but you can imagine just off the strip, not so glitzy and glam.
You don't even have to go off the strip, actually, because at night, as soon as you get away from the front of any of the hotels, I remember there was a bit of a gap where, in true Vegas style, one hotel had been demolished and they were about to build another one. As soon as you get in front of one that isn't a current hotel, it's all ladies of the night handing out flyers. And
yes, we got some seedy flyers given to us.
Yeah.
But we virtually spent most of our time going in and out of all the fabulous hotels because every hotel had something different to offer, let alone the lunches and the dinners that you could get anywhere on the strip, the shopping being fantastic, and all of the great shows that you could see as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what year did you go?
99. That's a long time ago now, isn't it?
So was the Aladdin still open in the Stardust Lounge? And the Stardust, I should say, still open?
I do not recall.
Okay. Because the last of the original hotels now, like the Flamingo, which is completely different to what it was.
Yeah.
But we did go to the Sahara.
Yes.
And I've just found out today in my little research of Vegas that that's actually shut down 2 years ago. And it was one of the last of the original hotels on the strip. And it's literally just been shut. And they don't know whether or not to bulldoze because so many of the hotels just get flattened and rebuilt.
Yeah, something I did learn in my research for tonight's show is that there's this thing called the Neon Museum where they have saved some of the old signs, which I was so excited to find out about because I kept, you know, looking at these photos of the old hotels and going, oh, it's such a shame that's gone and been replaced by this hideous glass thing because I kind of like the, I know they're cheesy, but the ones like New York, New York and the Luxor and things because there's something Vegas and fun about them, whereas things like Mandalay Bay that are just kind of, you know, shiny towers that don't really have a theme to them. It's not in true Vegas style. But so I was quite excited to learn that, you know, a lot of the old signs have been saved and are available for viewing at the Neon Museum.
Not forgetting the original Welcome to Las Vegas, the fabulous Las Vegas in Nevada, which everyone goes out to and gets a photo taken in front of, and it's fantastic. I'm so glad that they've actually restored that because it's such a great iconic sign of Vegas. Brady and I have just been obviously talking about what we would do, but we still want to hear from our Joy listeners. We've heard from the fabulous Stephen talking about taking Mr. Vegas along.
Yes, perhaps time for a little bit more Vegas-style music. Now, here we've got a legend of the strip, Maria del Rosario Mercedes Pilar Martinez Molina Baeza, better known as Charo.
I was going to say, and clearly your Spanish-speaking boyfriend helped you out with that. Or you've at least improved your Spanish since going out with Fernando.
Those who don't know Charo, legend of the strip, she was headlining Vegas in 1971 and was the first woman to earn as much as Frank Sinatra and the male members of the Rat Pack. So she was a legend. Well, she still is a legend. This is Coochie Coochie, her most famous song.
Fabulous. You're on The Affair on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett.
Every man and every woman wants the same thing.
bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
It's the Vegas Affair with Brett and Brett on Joy 94.9 tonight. And now, Bretty.
Hey, just before we go any further, yes. We've had another entry in the competition. We are giving away a couple of prizes tonight. We've got an entry from your boyfriend, actually. And yes. If he went to Vegas, he would take you, just to remind you that you did, in fact, go to the stratosphere, a.k.a. the Needle, when you were on the way to the Sahara. You must have had a big time in Vegas because you don't even remember what you did.
The funny thing is, we actually behaved ourselves because it was so, everything's so big and huge and overwhelming in Vegas that we were too intoxicated
on excitement.
On the excitement and the surrounds.
Well, there you go.
My goodness.
Well, there was so much to see, you forgot what you did see.
I'm such a twit sometimes, and my boyfriend knows that. Hey, but we do want to still hear from you, the lovely listeners out there in Radioland. Who would you take to Vegas and why? We've had some great responses so far. We've got two terrific prizes to give away. Now, Brady, more about Vegas.
Go on, then.
We have to talk about the golden days of Vegas. Now, I didn't realise this, that Las Vegas means fertile plain in Spanish.
Which is very strange, given it's in the middle of the desert.
Yes, I thought that as well. But maybe they were referring to, because the Colorado River goes through Nevada, and hence why they built the Hoover Dam.
Yes.
And the reason why Vegas became a gambling town was because the town grew from 5,000 to 25,000 people literally overnight because of the dam. And a combination of Las Vegas business owners, Mormon financiers, which I was surprised, and mafia crime lords decided, let's develop this town as a casino and showgirl theatres to entertain the largely male dam construction workers.
There you go.
Then obviously after the Second World War, it went gangbusters and became Disneyland for adults.
Pretty much.
I love the old days, I have to say, because you know I'm a bit old school. The whole Rat Pack phenomenon. Now, you're not a fan of the Rat Pack.
No, I'm not. Look, I don't hate them. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against you, Rat Pack. Don't send the boys around to kneecap me. No, I just don't see
the
what
boys,
all
the
fuss
the boys aren't around anymore
well,
to do
I'm
that.
Well, I'm sure they've still got their contacts. Don't you worry.
Now, for those who didn't know who the Rat Pack were, it was Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop and Peter Lawford. Now, they had this, they did a little bit of a show, they did lots of shows in Vegas, mainly in the late 50s, early 60s, mainly at the Sands Copa Room. Now, they were considered, like Martin and Davis was considered the greatest entertainments of all time. They were funny. Bishop was always mapping out the Rat Pack's crisp and hip stage banter. They were always backed by the best band in the land, the Count Basie Orchestra.
Of course.
That also rolled a portable bar onto the stage.
As you do, because, you know, you couldn't take a break from drinking for, you know, a good hour to entertain, you know.
Absolutely. Now, these guys got together and did a film back in 1960, Ocean's 11.
Which is really bad.
Bad. It was rubbish.
It's really bad. The remake.
Brilliant. Which,
I mean, I don't even particularly think the remake is a great film. Like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But the original is awful.
Oh, it is so incredibly bad. I watched it thinking, it can't be that bad. No, it is.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing about the film, right at the end, when they're walking down Las Vegas Boulevard, at the Sands, because of all the beautiful big neon lights that they still have in Vegas, it's got the headlining acts of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. And it's almost a bit of a play on words. The boys are walking up after obviously a big night on the town with, you know, they've all got tuxedos on, the bow ties are skew ear for off. And you see this, and it's quite a great scene. That's the only good scene of this film. Everything else is crap.
It's not great. But look, they were huge, those acts then. I mean, they earned a fortune. Judy Garland played at the New Frontier in 1956. $55,000 a week she was paid for
back
that
then?
Gig. Back then.
Oh, Jude, what were you doing with your money?
That is insane.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but the New Frontier was the first place in Vegas that Elvis played and the last place that Diana Ross and the Supremes ever played together that I mentioned earlier.
Ah, and the New Frontier was one of these casinos that have literally, it's gone,
it's gone
now. And there's not even a reference. And when Andy and I were in Vegas, I do remember this part, Andrew, we both said when we went to the Sahara, there needs to almost be one hotel that reflects back on that wonderful time in the 50s to the 70s.
Yeah, it is a shame that they can't do some sort of, you know, build a new hotel behind the foyer of the other one or something. But, you know, I guess it's all, it's progress, progress, progress in Vegas.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, it is, we were talking about the Rat Pack and it was really hard for me to choose. Now, I love Francis, but Francis is way too slow to play.
Yeah.
And Dean Martin, I'm actually not a fan of Dean Martin. I
like his Christmas songs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But my favourite had to be the Candyman, Sammy Davis Jr. And this is a very rare recording. It's when he did his version of A Lady is a Tramp. You're enjoying 94.9 on the affair.
I did some hiking distance to the Maine to Albuquerque. And when I go to London, I try to be real cool. I'm sorry to say that I've never met Mr. Peter O'Toole. Social circles spin too fast for me. My whole bohemia, that's the place I'm gonna be. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
Hi, this is Roger Sanchez, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Oh, you are listening to Joy 94.9. It is the Vegas Affair tonight with Brett and the other Brett. Roger Sanchez, I played him because he occasionally does the big gigs now.
Do you know who else had a residency in Vegas, which is in the top 25 residencies of all time, is Paul Oakenfold.
Ah!
Because people think of, like, big show tunes and big power ballads and stuff.
Yeah.
But because Vegas has kind of got something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Las Vegas Tourism Board, for your sponsorship. the clubs are now kind of attracting people as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, there was this day club in the MGM Grand called, it's either called Wet or Aqua. And we went past it a few times and we were like, yeah, we won't go in there because there's too much youth. And sort of like kids on spring break sort of venue. But great music that they were playing and everyone looked like they were having fun. I quite liked the pool that we had. We just had a very attentive bar staff and great food. But there was quite a bizarre thing on the menu.
Right.
Where, you know, like Americans just have to put extra cheese and sugar where it's just not needed. We had to almost fight them to have, can we just have a salad with everything on the side? Oh, do you don't know? No, yes, just everything on the side.
What, you mean you don't want the liquefied cheese on the salad?
Oh my God, Andrew asked for some fruit and they said, do you want the white chocolate marshmallow dipping sauce? It's really good. No. Hey, but we want to hear, who would you take to Vegas and why?
Look, we've got prizes to give away.
Excellent. Hey, so we're talking about Vegas tonight. Brady, what are some of your highlights from Vegas?
Look, I know we mentioned them earlier, but I think the hotels really are the highlight. So, look, I think for those who aren't familiar, I'll just mention a couple of the highlights.
Yes.
So, you're not talking just a hotel. New York, New York, okay?
Yes.
The exterior of New York, New York, picture this,
yes,
is a scale version of the New York High Line.
I know.
High Line.
Skyline?
Skyline, high rises, High Line. But seriously, so you can stay in the Empire State Building.
But on top of that, there is also a roller coaster that goes around the buildings
as
well.
But it's not just the outside. Inside, there's steam coming up through vents in the floor.
Yeah.
There's graffiti. You're in Greenwich Village.
And there's one, it's either the gaming room or the reception. It's a scaled down version of Grand Central Station as well. It's unbelievable.
How can you not love this? So then there's a similar thing with Paris, right?
Yes.
Which is, I think the Paris one's a little tacky for some reason. I don't know why it strikes me as tacky. Maybe it's because Paris itself is not tacky. So a replica version of it. But, you know, there's a half size Eiffel Tower. There's an Arc de Triomphe. There's cobbled streets inside. You can buy baguettes in the bakery. There.
Do you know something that I loved about, and I really noticed this in Paris, but It's in all of the casinos there, including the beautiful Venetian, which is next door. They've painted, they paint the ceilings, the very high ceilings, and then they light it so it's forever in twilight. And it's quite, and it actually looks like a twilight sky. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, look, the Venetian is probably the winner in doing amazing interiors.
Yeah, because
you've got your canals with actual gondolas floating down them. And the ceilings are painted with sky scenes.
Yeah.
And it's lit with this amazing lighting that you can't see any downlights or anything. It seems like daylight. And it literally is streets. And it's
absolutely,
it's hard to explain. And even seeing it on video or on TV doesn't get your head around the fact that you're standing there and you are in what is basically the equivalent of Venice, but you're actually, you're inside.
It's like a clean version of Venice.
I was
amazed with the amount of, the level of detail that they've actually gone to. Now, did you get to go to the Wynn or the Encore?
No.
Well, we went, and we went because friends of ours said, you've got to go and you've got to have this great lunch, and the lunch is unbelievable, but they have these huge towers of fresh fruit and flowers that they, and we're in the middle of the desert, people, and they're doing the, all this extravagance. But we went down to a bar which for a quick drink, and it was overlooking the golf course, because of course in the middle of the desert you build a country club, don't you, Brad?
Well, you know, that's the only golf course that's left in Vegas, the one at the Wynn, because that used to belong to another hotel whose name escapes
me. That's gone now.
That's
absolutely
gone.
Yeah.
But so they redeveloped the golf course, because a lot of the hotels used to have golf courses attached to them. But of course, you know, why have a golf course when you can build a 6,000 room hotel on that land?
Exactly.
So that's now the only course, which is only open to people who are staying at the Wynn.
Absolutely.
I think.
And now what we didn't know was friends of ours said, oh, you've got to see the Wynn light show from this bar. And we went, okay. So we went at the specified time, and it was just sort of like soft coloured lights that popped in and out on this reflection pond. And we were like, oh, it's nice. Then all of a sudden, this huge frog appears behind, like it's like a puppet frog.
Right.
And sings What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And so when they sing the line, I see trees of green, everything goes green. Red roses too, it fades to red, etc., and the whole, and it's the most phenomenal thing. And every half an hour, there's a different puppet and light show, and all you have to do is sit there and have a drink. It's amazing.
Fantastic.
Hey, we've got another little entry.
We do have another entry. Darren would take his Nana to Vegas if he was going, because she can still get on stage and do the splits.
Darren, your grandmother sounds incredibly flexible and like someone who'd have a bit of fun in Vegas.
She could be a Vegas showgirl.
Well, exactly. But hey, you've still got everyone's still in the chance for a running of two of the most fantastic prizes on our Vegas show tonight, Brady. We've got two double passes, not just one ticket.
It's a win-win-win here. It's a double pass to a Joy preview screening of the movie Thanks for Sharing on September the 24th at the Kino, and or a double pass to Bush Pig at the Owl and the Pussycat on this Tuesday night, thanks to Hannah Malarski.
Now, all you have to do is SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, give us a call on 1300-JOY-949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, Brady, something else that I absolutely love is the special shows that they have in Vegas. So we went to see Cirque du Soleil, or should I say Cirque du Soleil, and it was a fantastic show. But there's like five Cirque du Soleil shows that you can see. I missed out. I would have loved to have seen someone like David Copperfield.
Yes.
Or Siegfried and Roy. Unfortunately,
before
the accident. Let's not talk about that. But so the next song I've chosen is another Vegas headliner. It's the fantastic Tom Jones, and it would have to be. It's magic.
It always is in Vegas.
You enjoy 94.9 on The Affair.
You sigh, the song begins, you speak, and I hear violins, it's magic.
More of your favourite shows, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's been the Vegas Affair tonight.
Should we?
All things old Vegas and new Vegas.
I know, it's been wonderful to take trip back to Vegas. I absolutely adored it. But, you know, if you need a little bit of a Vegas hit, some of the classic films about Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. I mean, you've got Elvis and Anne Margaret. Mm,
she's looking good in that film.
If you love your Bond and your Vegas, Diamonds Are Forever, which is fabulous. Rain Man, if you like Tom Cruise. Indecent Proposal.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't sold on that. But 1995 was a really busy year. You have The Fabulous Casino.
Oh, yes.
You also have Showgirls.
Oh, yes.
Not so good. As well as Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh,
which is quite a poignant film about Vegas and the breakdown of somebody. And, of course, the hilarious The Hangover.
I'm not even responding to that.
Did you not like The Hangover, Brett?
I thought it was the worst film I've ever seen.
Are you for real? Oh,
can we move on to something much more tasteful than that?
Well, let's have about some of our winners tonight, because we've had some winners on the roulette wheel.
We have had winners on the roulette wheel. Congratulations to Darren and to Stephen, who are tonight's winners in the Vegas room.
Everybody wins a prize.
Absolutely. Now, look, we mentioned Old School Vegas earlier. Should also make mention of New School Vegas, which has been this thing that was started by Celine Dion. Don't worry, we're not playing her.
Greatest singer in the world.
So, Vegas had kind of been, you know, going downhill a little bit. But Celine created this new thing, which has now been taken on by Elton, Bette, you know, huge stars of the day.
Cher
maybe making an appearance. And I'll tell you who else, Britney. Now, that's just breaking news. That's only just appearing. It hasn't, that you can't buy tickets or anything yet, but Britney is going to do a residency in Vegas starting later this year.
Well, you've heard it here on The Affair.
Yeah.
But Britney, next week. What are we talking about next week?
Well, it's almost as big as Vegas. It's disasters.
Oh, my God. We want to hear. There's going to be so much discussion around what is the best disaster film, the fabulous frocks, guest stars aplenty. I mean, gosh, you go from Vegas guest stars to disaster films guest
Fantastic.
Stars.
Fantastic. Can't wait for that. But look, we will finish up tonight with a headliner from Vegas more recently.
Snap out
Cher.
Of it.
Now, look, I really should just say this song is a bit of a train wreck. I'll warn you. It's live. It's Cher singing live in Vegas. It's Believe. She does lip sync the first couple of verses, and then she starts singing live, and it's not great, but bear with us, because it's all about Vegas. It's win, win, win. You're on The Affair, Joy 94.9. We'll see you next week.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.